right back to it. Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It looked like Drake made some strides since the last time we saw him. How happy are you with what he's done this spring?
Yeah, he's done a great job. He's going the right direction. Now, in saying that, we know there are going to be some down days. And that's one thing that I've been trying to stress to him is, all right, just keep chipping at the rock, get 1% better every day. It's not always going to be great, and he's done a good job.
That was New England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo, who was in attendance at Tom Brady night as well, Wednesday at Gillette Stadium. That was him speaking Wednesday, I believe, at Patriots minicamp of the progress being made by your new QB1, who is still QB2 on the depth chart, but it seems to be making progress, Drake May. This is the Fitzy and Hart program. Hour number three, we're on today from 1 to 4. You can join us at any time, 617-779-7937, text line 37937, monitored by producer Nico, and of course the socials, at FitzyGFY, at Jumbo Hart, and at WEEI. Andy, we of course read the tweets from the reporters, the beat people and whatnot, read the recaps, watched a little television, saw a few highlights, but you were down there actually Monday and Wednesday for Patriots minicamp. What were your biggest takeaways from what you saw on offense and defense this week?
I think the slow growth of the offense. You know, I was very critical. I want to say it was the last OTA day or one of the last OTA days. They were going against air in the red zone. They couldn't complete a pass against air. The ball was hitting the ground. It was flying over guys' heads. It was horrific. You compare that to the sort of back end of the final minicamp practice, and there was some two-minute drills where Drake May's making throws, Drake May's hitting booty, Drake May's hitting Jalen Polk for the final play of the day, which the refs give him a touchdown, the defense is mad, it was pretty competitive, the whole environment. I saw slow growth and elevation, so I'm intrigued by the roster, some of the things they're doing. You know, Mike Onwenu bumping into guard with Wallace, Caden Wallace bumping out to tackle. And, you know, there's sort of an evolution as they work their way through their personnel here that I'm starting to get intrigued by. Now, I need to say this. I'm intrigued. I'm also thinking they're going to win low single-digit number of games. Like, I don't want to tell everybody everything is awesome and next stop Houston, you're going to have that type of turnaround. You're going to the playoffs. But, you know, Jalen Polk, Drake May, Javon Baker. Okay, I like what I see. Ramondre Stevenson, he's talking about a contract extension. I like that talk. Maybe the O-line's fallen into place a little bit. So there's things. Hell, I ask Jonathan Jones about Christian Gonzalez. What does he say? He's going to be one of the best players in the league, Jonathan Jones says. Right? Like, so there's little nuggets. They might be a year away. You know, there might be a little bit of a bumpy road evolution period that we're going to go through, but if you're optimistic, and you know I believe now is the time for optimism and hope in the summer before you get to the reality of September, there's a little trail here of Reese's Pieces that is heading towards optimism and maybe some reasons to be intrigued and excited as a Patriots fan.
And this is not just the kind of optimism that would understandably flow freely from a fan right now because we're coming off the high, the cherry high of Tom and the emotion of Tom Brady night, and because the Celtics are one game away from winning banner 18. This is legitimate, like, hey, this is straight up no joke optimism, as in I think this team may actually, there may be some players on this team, we might have some ball players, we might have some playmakers, we may have some studs, some blue chips on this team.
Yes,
like, it's gonna take a while. They may all need an ayahuasca retreat or something together, but it's going to
take
some
time. You phrase that. There's players and playmakers. I don't know if this is a good team. I don't know if this is going to be a good team, but I think there are some players and playmakers between some of the returning players, some of the young players, and guys kind of falling into slots, some of the healthy guys that weren't healthy a year ago. Now, again, this isn't to say they're going to go out and win 8, 9, 10 games. I think there's no chance. I laughed at Paul Perillo and Mike Giardi, who on consecutive days told me 6 wins were possible. I don't see 6 wins on this team. I think it's south of 6 wins.
Well,
I think 0 wins is in play, but we don't need
would
to go down
you
that road
please,
right now.
Would you please,
I need to be Father's honest
with Day.
You. If you asked me, more likely they win 6 games or they win 0, I'd have to take the 0.
I don't think this team is going to be able to squeak out a dub.
No. I didn't say that. I said, what is more likely, 6 wins or 0 wins? I would take the 0 wins as being more likely than 6 wins. The reality is probably in the middle somewhere. A couple wins, 3 wins, whatever it may be.
I just realized that I almost said on the radio, I'll take the 6, and then that probably would have been used against me for all time.
Yeah.
And now I've said it, so now you can clip it and use it against me.
Yep, clip it.
Thank you.
Use it. And we've also talked about you and I on the 6 rings, and I've talked about this with Giardi and Perillo and the other post-practice live guests from the practice field. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if they're picking in the top 5 of the draft next year. If you can combine what we just talked about, players, hope, playmakers, guys you're looking forward to watching evolve and develop over the next year or two, and then you get, I don't know, a franchise left tackle in the top 5 picks, a franchise wide receiver, a franchise pass rusher, whatever available come next spring if you're picking number 3 overall again, let's say. I call that the Joe Burrow plan, where Joe Burrow got himself a Jamar Chase and things took off in Cincy. So, you know, I keep saying of Drake May, up and down progression is what I see. I'm not as high on him as some people. I've seen some people like, oh my God, he was the best quarterback on the field. He's an old, reliable backup already. Like, he has that. No, he doesn't. He's the exact opposite of that. He's helter-skelter. He tries things he shouldn't. He's going to make horrific decisions and throws over the middle that will lead to pick sixes at some point. But he's also got a great personality. I love the way he's leading and just sort of bubbly but not awkwardly. So I've the whole personality experience that I've seen from Drake May, I like as a leader. And then you see the pieces. You see the deep ball down the right sideline to Tyquan Thornton that's dropped right in. You see a money throw to the back corner pylon with the game on the line to Jalen Polk. You see rolling out and throwing on the run. You saw the no-look pass they used on their social media accounts a couple weeks ago. Like, you see the good. There's going to be bad. He is not a finished product, but it is up and down, slowly moving upward. I compared it to the guy on The Price is Right. The guy with the pick climbing the mountain.
Oh, my favorite game of all time.
Yeah, him. That's what Drake May is doing. He's working his way up the mountain, or like when you climb Everest. You know how you can't just climb up it. You climb up, you come back down. You climb up a little more, you come back down. You got to acclimate, get your body used to the oxygen in the air. That's what he's doing. A little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit up. Ooh, a little more up, a little down, a little up, a little more up. So, I like it.
But wouldn't it stand to reason, and I'd be very curious to get your answer to the question of, do you think it's more likely the New England Patriots? So you think closer to, you know, having a tough luck no-win season as opposed to 6 wins. So you would more probably than not believe that the Patriots have a greater chance, like ESPN said, of picking first overall next year than being one of the teams that, as Bleacher Report said, that could come together and surprise people and contend for a wild card. I know. They must have desperate for clicks. Someone had a quota they had to meet when they put that one out.
Absolutely. There should be at least a little truth in every opinion. There's no truth in that.
Yeah, that's not even an opinion. That's clickbait. Solicited.
Clickbait
101. But shouldn't this now be the time where Drake May experiments, futzes around, takes chances, learns? Like, it's going to take time. He's going to not see disguised coverages. He's going to be confounded by blitzes. There are going to be schemes that keep him up at night. It's going to take him some time to dominate. I mean, sure, someone else could also fire right back and say, yeah, but what about C.J. Stroud last year? That kid came right into the league and was Pro Bowl caliber from day one. He also had a tremendous infrastructure around him. And yes, it was also with a rookie head coach who was defensive minded as well. That would be a beyond optimal scenario for these New England Patriots in 2024. To be half of what the Texans were last year would mean the Patriots made a lot of tremendous draft choices, that the team is coming together, that Gerard Mayo knows what he's up to. and that this team has a very bright future. If they a five-win season where they're in most of the games and you can see the building blocks and the stars and blossom on this team, like Gonzo, like Drake May, like Polk, like Baker and many others on the team, I mean, by God, that would be absolutely spectacular by my very humble definitions, Andy.
Are you familiar with the Andy Hart rule of ifs?
No, I know the EEA principle of energy, yep. effort, and attitude. And I know I read the Book of Dink cover yep. to cover. Great yep. read.
Now you're going to learn the Andy Hart rule of ifs. So I could say if Christian Gonzalez is one of the top three corners in football this year, that would go a long way to improving the chances of the Patriots being a really good team. And if Okorafor is surprisingly a stud left tackle, that would be a major step towards positive offensive play, the running game, the pass, everything. If Ramondre Stevenson stays healthy and looks like Saquon Barkley with like 1,500 yards rushing and another 600 receiving with 60 catches and blah, 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 touchdowns, the Andy Hart rule of ifs is best case scenario, you go 50-50 on ifs for the positive. 50-50.
Half an if. Okay.
Yes. And this team has a lot of ifs because there's also the negative ifs. What if Christian Gonzalez gets hurt? What if Christian Barmore gets hurt? What if Christian Gonzalez just isn't good and gets picked on by teams that now have a little bit of a scouting report on him, as Jonathan Jones says will be part of his process? What if Okorafor looks like a veteran who got benched by the Steelers and has never played left tackle and probably shouldn't play left tackle?
What if Chad Ryland kicks like...
Right. What if Chad Ryland is Chad Ryland and continues to miss kicks? What if your rookie quarterback is, you know, happy feet and turnover prone and pick six worthy? What if Tyquan Thornton continues to never be able to make the leap from shorts and t-shirts to game field? What if all the negatives go? But that won't happen either, because it's usually around 50-50. So you're going to get some of the positives and some of the negatives. And when you're a team that doesn't have an overly talented roster, can we agree on that? Like, there's still a rebuild in progress here at some positions and in some areas of this team.
There is a massive rebuild. And if Chuck Okorafor even plays like a starting caliber left tackle, then that would be a massive win, considering that he really hasn't played the position. I think there's a chance he's fine. I can't imagine that he's
like...
There is
a chance he's fine. There's also probably a greater chance he blows.
Well, I mean, that's intense.
Do you think I'm wrong?
Fine to blows?
Just average. There's guys that make, you know, Nate Solder, when he left here, made what, $80 million or something to go to the Giants? Some like ridiculous 60, number?
Yeah, like
and he stunk in New York. Like, they hated him. And they were like, oh my God, we gave this guy that kind of money. Like, so even the highly touted, highly paid guys can really struggle sometimes when the change of scenery are just in over their heads. Now we're going to take a not so highly paid change of scenery guy who's never played the position, and we're going to say, oh, he'll be fine. Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. Why would you question it?
The grand takeaway here, if I'm reading the room correctly, is that, sure, the Patriots have a lot of work to do. Yes, we don't know exactly what kind of coach Gerard Mayo is going to be. And, of course, there are a boatload, a bucket, a pantload of ifs surrounding the 2024 New England Patriots. But you have seen some optimistic signs. There is some hope in Foxborough. They actually have potentially some players and playmakers. It's just things that are going to need some time to come together. So once again, like Gerard Mayo and many have said, let's temper our expectations, let's be patient, and let the process play out. Yes?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And Gerard has also stood over the fence there, a little Glenn Ordway-like, where he said, you know, it's going to be a process, let it play out. But then there was, I think, draft night when he said, I know some people want to write us off. I don't think he wants to be written off either. I think he wants to, you know, keep open the door of, we're going to be a competitive team. We're going to be, you know, smart, tough, these types of things that football coaches say before the bullets start flying for real and they're getting their butts whooped. I don't think he's mailing in the season. I think he's looking to put a competitive product on the field. I just think, when the rubber meets the road and that schedule hits and you're like, wow, there's a lot of good teams early in the year. Wow, like, this could be a challenge. You know, it could be difficult.
It could be indeed. And by the way, you mentioned Glenn Ordway. Shout out and congratulations to our old pal, the big O, Glenn Ordway, who I happened to see at Brady Night. He was sitting just a couple of rows away from me and my family. He looked great, said hello. I was absolutely thrilled to see him. He was inducted into the Massachusetts Broadcaster Hall of Fame this week, considering that the man is responsible to me for sports radio in this country, let alone the gold standard of sports radio in Boston and New England. Like, he is the godfather of sports talk radio around here. It is an honor richly deserved, and I am a card-carrying member, proudly so, of the Glenn Ordway, the Big O fan club as well. 617-779-7937 is your number. When we come back, let's check in with one of the other great dads of WEEI, our pal Rich Keefe. Let's get a couple of Rich's thoughts on the Celtics, Father's Day, the Patriots, and also he went to the Fan Expo this week, which I walked by on my way here, and it looked like it was right in the old Keefe wheelhouse. So we'll check in with Rich for a couple minutes when we come back. But first, let's catch you up on everything else in the wide world of sports. Trending now with producer Nico.
Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Boston's Sports Original.
It is 3:23 on a lovely Father's Day here in the fair Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Thank you for sharing some of your Father's Day with your pals Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI, WEEI.com, all across the WEEI radio network, and of course on the Odyssey app. And joining us now to share some thoughts on the many different things that have gone on this past week, the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals and many other things, is the gentleman who usually is calling the shots on the evening program that Andy and I intermittently join him as co-host and co-pilot with the co-most. The one and only Rich Keefe joins the program. Rich, good afternoon, sir. Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, good talk.
Excellent talk. It's like this is like like Mondays and Wednesdays for me and Tuesdays and Thursdays for you, Andy.
Guy doesn't, you know, his name's not on the show. Now he can't speak. Talk for the Rich Keefe show. Fitzy and Hart's beneath me.
Classic Keefe.
Screw you, Keefe.
Hopefully he's up now.
There he is. All right. Once again. Hello, Richard. How are you, kid?
Hey, everybody. Happy Father's Day.
There's that signature energy. That's classic Keith right there.
So you had no interest in Mario Lopez?
You know, not really. I wanted the whole cast. I know some of them have had some tough times, to put it lightly. About a third of the cast has kind of gone real south. But I was advertised that there was going to be Zach and A.C. Slater, but only A.C. Slater. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to sit in the convention hall and have him tell stories. So I think my time was better used somewhere else.
So where was MPG? Of course, that would be the great Mark Paul Gosselaar. I thought they had to also like appear at a fan expo at the same time. By the way, you're speaking in reference to the fan expo, which is currently going on at the Heinz Convention Center. Am I correct?
That's right. Yeah, it was a three-day affair. So Friday night, people could get in there for the first time. Davey Eyeballs from the Dork Podcast and myself, we were there yesterday, and then it's still going on today. So some of the quote-unquote celebrities are there all 3 days. Some of them are just there, maybe the one-off. Maybe Mark Paul Gosselaar is there today, but he certainly wasn't there, at least at the time that I was there yesterday.
And by the way, I'm usually familiar with the comic cons, if you will, the regional ones, then of course some of the larger ones, and some of them can be spectacular, some can be a little underwhelming. And then of course, what's the name of the big gamer thing that happens in Boston and travels around the country?
PAX
East. That's right. I went to one of those years ago. That too was very entertaining. But what is Fan Expo? I had never heard of this before.
Well, so it basically is Boston Comic-Con. So they used to do Comic-Con all the time. And then some of these Comic-Cons had to change. Like, I don't know all the legalities of it, but I think San Diego Comic-Con was like, no, we're the original Comic-Con, and you can't call yourself Comic-Con unless probably you pay them. So a lot of these are like, we'll pivot, and now we are Fan Expo. But it's the exact same thing.
So would Andy Hart have any interest in this?
Andy Hart would not.
Wait, no, like, there's some things that I like that are cool, like Kit, Knight Rider, Dukes of Hazzard, any aged stuff?
Is there a boomer section of this?
The cast of Christmas Vacation was there, no lie. Nice. Chevy Chase was there, Randy Quaid, Beverly D'Angelo, they were all there. So every once in a while you get, like, shows or movies, and they must, like, agree to get a bunch of people there. But you know me, I'm cheap, so it's not really my scene. You go up on the floor where all the celebrities are, and like that's cool, they're sitting at a table, but like I'm not giving, as much as I love her, I'm not giving Rosario Dawson $100 so she can, you know, sign my poster. Like I'm personally not doing that.
Didn't you say she was behind like a plexiglass wall or something?
That was Marissa Tomei.
Is that like a sneeze guard, Rich?
Marissa Tomei was there, and yeah, she was the only one. It was something out of like the early days of COVID when people were like, "This will stop everything." Like she had one of those, and nobody else did.
Well, to be fair, wow. A woman at the grocery store told my wife today, "We're back in the depths of COVID," and I was like, "Wait, what? Did I
know?
No, we're back in the depths of COVID. Dude, when did this happen?"
Oh boy,
we are. I mean, I already washed my hands 25 times a day, but I had no idea we were back in the depths.
Nope.
We had.
I'm working from home on Monday then.
Oh, me too.
There you go. That's right. Fire up the Comrex, everyone. Okay, so Fan Expo is basically Boston's Comic-Con. I didn't know it was actually happening now, and as I broadcast from our beautiful Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, Rich, of course, with our luxury corporate parking only a mile away at the Prudential Center. Gotta love getting in 2,000 steps on the way to work. Gotta always make sure, each way, by the way.
No chance that's only a mile.
Yeah, you were closer to the Fan Expo. I should have taken your parking yesterday. That would have made more sense.
I know. I didn't even know it was happening. Had I known, I would have pulled in a few hours earlier and maybe swung by for a little bit. I love those. I love going to Fan Expos. And that's a great thing to do, by the way, on a Father's Day weekend. You know, I know you have two beautiful young daughters, but like for fathers and sons, baseball card shows, I'm working one next Saturday. Those are great for merch memorabilia and the emotionally connective tissue of sports. But like getting to geek out together over like your favorite TV show, but then your kids getting to see some of their favorite characters in cosplay. I saw a ton of different people dressed up like Fortnite characters from all these other random video games, you know, your prerequisite stormtroopers and whatnot coming in and out of the Heinz Convention Center on my walk over here. And I thought for a second, what in the holy hell is going on? Oh, that's what Keith was doing the recap on.
Well, yeah, and then it's tough to walk out of there without spending money too, because I mean, you have they had two different like build your own lightsaber companies that were there. Oh, they have like a million shirts with all the different pop culture stuff, Funko Pops, like any kind of keepsake you can think of from these shows and movies. They had it all there.
Richard, yeah, I love that not stuff. not to deviate from dorkness, but I know you were a very passionate believer that the Boston Celtics were going to sweep the Dallas Mavericks.
And, I was.
And then Friday night happened. What'd you think?
Well, it wasn't their night, Andy. It kind of felt like right from Jump Street. It did not appear to be their night. No, I think it's one of those things where we've been following this core of a Celtics team for so long, and nothing's been easy, like nothing. And there's been so many times where they've been close and they have fallen short, and it felt like we were going to get to a point where, like, wait a minute, they're just going to sweep this thing and they're going to lose two playoff games on their way to the championship. And then, no, they got absolutely blitzed in game four. I was equally surprised that Dallas was as into it as Boston was out of it. Because I know you have pride and you're a pro. Nobody wants to get swept. But also, it's like, we're done. Like, if you're Dallas, like, we went further than anybody ever could have thought. I don't think Kyrie wants to come back to Boston. So I thought they were going to check out. They clearly didn't. So I think it's going to have to be the gentleman's sweep then. And add the gentleman caveat to it.
Exactly. Our pal Rich Keefe from The Rich Keefe Show, which Andy and I join on the regular, joining us right now on the Father's Day edition of Fitzy and Hart, coming to you from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. Rich, how high is your confidence level that the Red Sox, excuse me, not in the Red Sox, we know everyone's confidence level in the Red Sox.
It's low. It's pretty low.
Shockingly low. But they're keeping their head above water. Somehow they're miraculously still a 500 team. How high is your confidence level in the Celtics at this point that it, quote, just wasn't their night? They obviously got off on the wrong foot, couldn't, you know, throw a basketball into the ocean from a sailboat, and that they'll be able to bounce back tomorrow night. Not along the line of, you know, how a lot of fans are comforting themselves, like, yeah, they lost that game on purpose so they could come win in front of their home fans on 6-1-7 day. Like, that's a risky proposition, and I don't think they were playing that game. How high is that confidence level for you that they can take care of business tomorrow night and not let Dallas start the turnaround?
No, my confidence is still really high, and I gave the Rich Keefe stats and info department the weekend off. However, I'm sure they would come back and tell you that in the NBA Finals, there's been a lot of lopsided games, and the next game doesn't seem to matter at all. It's not like there's this big momentum or it's like, oh, you know, Team X really figured out Team Y. Like, it hasn't really been that way. A lot of times teams are like, all right, chalk it up to a 20-30 point loss. We'll come back the next week, or the next game, I should say, and pull out the win. So all the stuff I felt going into the series, all the stuff I felt after game three, still applies. Like, Dallas had a good game, but more so Boston had a horrible game, and I think that'll change. I think they talked about it afterwards, sort of maybe the pressure they put on themselves to close out a game and whatever else, but I think just the talent gap will once again be the difference in game five tomorrow night.
Richard, in about 28 minutes, when I wrap up this scintillating edition of Fitzy and Hart here on Father's Day, I will be donning a Jaylen Brown jersey and heading toward the boat. Will I be donning the jersey of the Finals MVP?
Ooh, I think so. I do think, yeah, if you come down to tonight, because I think through three games, the three wins, I would have given it to Jaylen Brown, but Tatum would have still gotten votes because he's a superstar, and he had the big assist game, then he had the 31-point game, so he'd still get some love. Jrue Holiday should get some love. Game four, you kind of throw out for everybody. Like, nobody was like, oh, well, at least he had a good game. Like, they were all bad. So I think out of those three guys, Jaylen Brown has probably a little bit of a head start, so he would have to play significantly worse in my mind than Tatum, which is a possibility. But
if I had to bet right now on one guy, I would say
Jaylen Brown.
Leave him alone.
So you would? I think Jaylen Brown, and shame on me, I should have, you know, when I saw the odds, Rich, came out on FanDuel before the finals, obviously the prohibitive favorite, I think he was minus 175, was Jason Tatum. But then, you know, if you wanted to get a little taste or put a sprinkle on people, starting with Jaylen Brown, then Jrue Holiday and Derek White, the odds were forever in your favor. I'm mad that I didn't just put some pizza and beer money down on Jaylen Brown, because the odds were good. And I would say he, too, right now is the clubhouse leader. And if he has a game that's somewhere in the ballpark, too, or commensurate of what he played in the first three games of the series, he's going to win. And then does that make this his team now?
I mean, I think it'll be a debate, and it's something that even when they win, we're still going to be discussing the two guys. This is only going to add more fuel to it. There are examples, though, where the best player didn't win Finals MVP. It's rare. We went through it, though, before. Like, in 1981, Cedric Maxwell won it. The Warriors' first title, Andre Iguodala won it. So, Tony Parker won it one of the years that Tim Duncan was on the team. So, there are a few examples where you're like, all right, that guy's the Finals MVP, but there's, you know, another guy who's been All-NBA first team for three consecutive years. I think it's going to be a fun debate for us going forward. I wouldn't say it's necessarily his team, but I think we have to look at it more as sort of these guys share the team, right? Like, instead of Jordan and Pippen, it's like you have two guys that are kind of on, almost like Curry Durant in a weird way, where you have two guys sort of on that same level.
Rich, you sometimes are a guy that's even more cynical than I, sometimes more negative than I in certain aspects. You're not real emotional at times. You don't believe in sportsmanship, those types of things.
So he's a man, damn it.
Your Honor, objection.
So just wondering what you thought of Wednesday night, 3 hours of how great Tom Brady is. He's a better person than he is a player. Bill Belichick ovation, your guy Randy Moss bawling his eyes out, and then I am Tom Brady and I am a Patriot. What'd you think of all that?
Six to midnight.
Well, so Hart's kind of setting me up, and he might not know this. The truth is, and this is bad, I didn't see it. And let me tell you why. Because somebody had to host the Red Sox pregame show on Wednesday night. That somebody was me.
Yep.
So that is an hour of that. We did have Fitzy on in the background. Stiz had Fitzy on, and he was crushing the red carpet. But I was doing the pregame show. Then I got in my car. As you know, it was only I didn't listen to it in the car. Got home. By the time I helped put the one daughter to bed and had dinner, the finals were on. So I was going to watch the finals. I wasn't even really tempted to go over there, and I knew I didn't have a full show for a couple of days, so for like a little peek behind the curtain, it's not like I was going to be breaking it down. So I was kind of all over the finals. I obviously watched some of the clips on Twitter that were making the rounds, but no, I have not seen the whole thing in its entirety.
No shame in that it was 5 hours long. I did hear that the guy that was hosting the red carpet did
was terrible.
Really good. Also looked sharp. Really sharp.
Looks fraudulent. See that jacket? Good,
I know.
And
someone told me that he did the whole thing from 5 to 6:45 without a script, just kind of vamped and freelanced.
What?
And I know. Can you believe that? Imagine that.
I saw it.
Yeah, please, Andy. After 3 minutes, you would defecate on stage and run off in a hot panic.
I think
please.
The highlight was when Zoe said, "Fitzy, give me the mic."
Yeah, and then apologize. Yeah, and then was like, "What do I do with this afterwards?" And then walked off the stage after
shove
interviewing.
It straight up your candy.
Yeah, yeah, that was great.
That
was a totally pro moment too. Real good look by Zoe right there as well. No, it was awesome, Rich. But I would just say this: I'd go back the Belichick. You've probably seen a lot of the clips as well, but just watch the Brady speech in totality. Like, it's spectacular. The whole damn thing, all 20 minutes of it. It was truly one for the ages. And Hart and I were saying on the podcast in our recap of it a couple days ago, and I'll gladly say again, I think this is going to be a speech that is going to be printed on murals in the halls of different locker rooms, football programs. Coaches will use it as motivation. It'll take its place up there with some of the great speeches from Herb Brooks and John Wooden and other coaching legends in this country. It was awesome. It was just absolutely awesome. And at this point, I swear, if he came out and was like, "I am Tom Brady and I am a candidate for United States president," then yeah, we'd be celebrating him in November. No joke.
I mean, it's a one-man race.
Yeah, no, I'll go back and check that out. I just know, to me, the roast was so fun, and you know, we all talked about it right after the roast, and seeing some of those guys on stage together, some of the old teammates, obviously Belichick, and then like sort of the weird moment with Kraft. That kind of took away from this. I was like, I've already seen these guys kind of together again, and it's a lot of the same stories, I felt like. So that's why I wasn't like, oh, I got to make sure, you know, I DVR the finals and watch this live. But as far as the Brady speech, I'll go back and check that out.
And Fitzy's right. It's going to be used by high school football coaches everywhere when he's talking about how hard football is and how special, and your friends are at the beach and you're getting up for two-a-days, even though those don't really happen anymore.
No, but you can't. You nope, legally
you
can't.
No, you can't. But the tone of the speech will be used. I know even for my son, one of the coaches already put it in their little like team Google Doc that they use for communications. It's
oh, funny.
Making,
yeah.
Yeah. It's already making the rounds.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right, Rich, we'll let you get out on this. Two quick ones. One, did you get a chance to watch the movie I recommended to you? I even think Andy Hart would like it. That, of course, being the Business of Ungentlemanly Warfare, or the Bureau of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And two, what do we have planned for the rest of Father's Day?
I did not watch that movie yet. I watched the first three episodes of The Boys, which came out on Prime this week. They put out the first three, so I spent my time doing that. And believe it or not, this is probably going to end badly, but a buddy of mine is putting together like a mini basketball tournament. He's raising money for the food pantry in his town. And so I'm coming out of basketball retirement to play a little hoops, and I'm starts in about a half hour, and I am not ready at all for this.
Oh boy,
you'll be doing it. So when you joke that you'll be
pull a hamstring, blow out a knee, something bad's gonna happen.
Rich Keefe questionable to host his own show this weekend for the month of July. Right. Out with a full Porzingis.
Yep.
Well, make sure you stretch, get pliable.
Yeah.
You know, get
drink.
You know, equally hydrated.
I'm
going to
drink.
Lube up.
Oh, that sounds great, man. Well, listen, thanks for taking a little time telling us about the Fan Expo, the Celtics, and more. Hopefully the next time we all talk on your program, we are all wearing our Banner 18 Celtics championship t-shirts. Rich, enjoy the rest of your Father's Day. Thanks for checking in, bud.
Hey, yeah, you too, guys. Thanks.
See ya.
Rich Keefe from the Rich Keefe Show, and of course Red Sox pregame shows, joining us right here on the old Fitzy and Hart program. Man, the three of us together sound great together as always. Imagine if that were like a regular show here on the station.
It's true.
That'd be something.
We don't even have to be in the same room and we can kick ass.
I know. We could have one of you. Hi, guys. Hello. Just waving to hi to some fans outside of our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. We have you in the South Coast. Got me here at the studio. We got Rich in parts unknown. And yet still, man, jazz, vibes, ba-da-ba, energy, fun. That's the way it always works. And by the way, the reason why I was in your area last night, Andy, gotta tell you, shout out to my buddy, Justin Pike. Great guy. Met him 4 years ago during the COVID times when we rented a little cottage up by Lake Winnesquam up in New Hampshire and had an amazing time. Hung out for the day. Big EEI fan, big Pats fan. Invited me last night to be the stadium voice. Think about what our pal Sarge, Mike Riley, does for the Patriots and the Revolution games as well. I was the stadium voice last night for a semi-pro football game. There's a league that has a team none too far from you, or not terribly far, in Middleborough. The Middleborough
Cobras.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to a Cobras game once long ago.
Oh, well, yeah. I think you're going to have to come back and join your old pal Fitzy, and maybe we'll do play-by-play together, Andy, because last night I was the stadium voice for the Middleborough Cobras versus the Glens Falls Green Jackets, a rematch of last year's NEFL New England Football League. Of course, the Glens Falls team is in New York. Geography may be probably not a semi-pro football league's best attribute. It was their kickoff game after Glens Falls got the championship last year. Final score, the Cobras 18, Green Jackets 14.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And I mean, it wasn't just fun. It was awesome. Community coming together and then hanging out in the parking lot and having a beverage with the players. Then we went to a place called Central Cafe for bar pizzas and gansets afterward. I'm going to tell you, that was the best. I'm looking forward to seeing my kids later tonight more than anything else in the world. And see, every time I see them, it's the highlight of my day, my week, my month, my year, my life. However,
I had a couple gansets the other night, too. The gansets, you know what I found out?
It's the best beer on earth.
They're also economically viable at some of the places I frequent.
See, Rich was talking about how thrifty he is, El Cheapo Grande, right here on the other line. Yeah, $7.99 for a six-pack of Tall Boys. It's
but even
best.
out at a local establishment, it was more expensive for a Miller Lite than it was a Gansett. So I was like, howdy, neighbor, give me a Gansett.
Yeah, exactly. Howdy, neighbor, crush it like Quint. Get me a Gansett. It is the best way as possible. You know my favorite craft brewery, Vitamin C. But Gansetts are always the way to go. Anyway, had a great time. Support local football. It's awesome. They have an odd number of teams. We need to help them get a 10th, an 11th, and a 12th team.
Ooh, you want to play?
My buddy Pike is the GM. What position am I going to play? They could use a kicker. I can tell you that. I guess I could probably. He was not terribly good for the team.
Well, I mean, the Patriots don't have a kicker. I mean, the Patriots don't have a kicker. How do you expect a semi-pro team in the same region to have a kicker?
Well, Joey Sly, if he gets beat out by Ryland, could just work his way down to the Cobras. Anyway, okay, awesome time. Absolutely loved it. You should definitely join me down there for a game sometime. Yeah, it's pizza, beer, and football. It really doesn't get, and community, and that's the
Sold.
Best part. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome time. Way to go, Pike. Way to go, everybody in the NEFL and with the Middleborough Cobras. 1-0 on the season. All right. When we come back in just a couple minutes, we will put a bow on this one. I spy a John Lyons here. The Lyons Den is coming at you from 4 to 6 here from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio on WEEI. And by the way, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Celebrate the great American sales event and join the Bronco family or get a great offer on America's best-selling trucks, the F-Series, that being the official truck of your Red Sox. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. When we come back, it's the end of Fitzy and Hart as we pass the baton to John Lyons here on WEEI.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or, how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Still looking for the perfect gift? 99 Restaurant gift cards are perfect for dads and grads. For every $50 gift card you purchase, receive two $5 bonus cards for yourself. You gotta love the nines.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives. Together.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine. MDA empowers people like me to live the best lives we can. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fitzy and Hart on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Everything's coming up.
Just a couple minutes left to the Fitzy and Hart program. Andy, I got to tell you, this was a week, man. This was a week. Monday, I had the pleasure of being one of the MCs at the Joe Andruzzi Foundation Golf Tournament. Joe, with his amazing work that he puts in, raising money to help cancer patients pay their bills when the great cowardice of cancer strikes and you're in the fight of your life and you can't stay whole, paying your electricity or utilities for an Uber or a Lyft to get in to make it to your treatment. That was an honor and a pleasure. Wednesday night, had a chance, obviously, to attend and partake in the ceremony for Tom Brady for a couple hours, which was beyond the thrill of a lifetime. My kids were in attendance. It was surreal. I never would have been able to dream that that would have happened. Last night, doing the announcing. This morning, I emceed a fun run up in Woburn for the Lord Hobo Brewery to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club. Now I'm finishing it off talking to you, talking sports to the good people of New England, Fenway, whatever. It's, you know, the day wasn't exactly one of those classic Father's Days where it was feet up, brunch in bed, maybe some golf, half in the bag by noon. No, today has been a long day. It's been a hard day. There's been a ton of work all week long. It's been work I have enjoyed thoroughly. It has been momentous. It has been memorable. It's been a grind, and, you know, coming off the speech that you and I talked about so much about Wednesday night that we said we'd practically get tattooed, let alone memorize the Brady speech. Hard work is always the answer. It has been an incredibly fulfilling week. I'm sure my old man, who took his final bow 2.5 years ago and is no longer with us, would have been damn proud. And there's nothing I love more than being a dad. So I'm in a great spot right now. How about you?
I am looking forward to spending the evening with the children and some actually other boys who are kind of like stepsons to me. Going to do some smash burgers, some a trip on the boat, maybe a little swimming. As I said, the Jaylen Brown jersey and my guns will be in full effect. So probably some Miller Lights mixed in there, if we're being honest. We know how I roll. We know my brand. These are good times. This stretch for me between my birthday in late May and then Father's Day, it's the short time of year where everybody actually acknowledges that Dad does a pretty good job around here. I got some great birthday gifts from my son and his friends, the JB jersey, the Truth Is Never Mean t-shirt that they, you know, you've been threatening for years to make that t-shirt. Well, one of his friends actually printed the shirt, so I wear it proudly now.
Love it.
Yep. So I got that. I wear that to sporting events. So now I lift that up. You know how when you're displaying your shirt, you like kind of pick where your nipples are and lift it up and show it? Now when I yell at refs, I do that. Truth is never known, so they can just read it on my chest. It is what it is. I did want to note, though,
yes.
Big game today. Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. And the best possible thing for women's basketball, that rivalry in the WNBA happened. Did you see?
Yes. Angel Reese.
They're going to call a hard foul.
Absolutely assaulted her, practically trying to block a shot, clubbed her over the head.
Tito Santana would be proud. The old flying forearm to the forehead.
My God. I mean, they're carrying the rivalry over from college ball to the pros.
It's almost scripted.
But this is also a point, Andy, that is so stupid that she is not on the U.S. women's national team, that she's not going to be going to the Olympics, because Caitlin Clark is going to eventually work harder and harder and harder and harder, just like Tom Brady said, because she truly is great and is going to become greater. And she got the last laugh today. She had an awesome line. 37 minutes played, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 23 points, leading all scorers as the Fever got their 5th win on the season. But yeah, let's not include her and the fact that she is the most popular women's basketball player on the planet on the U.S. Olympic team. I was a boneheaded move.
That's okay. We're still talking about her. We're still talking about women's basketball, and we will continue to, thanks to those two players in particular. The Reese-Clark rivalry, Magic versus Bird. It's racial. It's athletic. It's competitive. It's fun. Let's go.
Shout out to Rich Keefe. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes today. My guy John Corrales from Boston Sports Journal, who joined us in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Shout out to all the great dads of WEEI, like our guy Foyer. Of course, Ken Laird, our programming manager. Hope you enjoyed your Father's Day. Our friend Lou Merlone, our thoughts are with you as your father passed in the last year. It's never easy, but I'm sure wherever he is, Lou, he is damn proud of the man that you are today. Enjoy your Father's Day. It's my favorite day of the year. There is nothing like being a dad. No greater joy in this life. Good show today, Hart. We do it the best we can, as always. And, of course, we'll keep it up later in the week with the latest episode of Six Rings and Football Things. Coming up, it's John Lyons, the Lion's Dead, before the Red Sox Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil and Sox Yankees at 7 tonight. Have a day, everybody. Happy Father's Day. We will talk to you soon.
See
you. WEEI.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or, how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Still looking for the perfect gift? 99 Restaurant gift cards are perfect for dads and grads. For every $50 gift card you purchase, receive two $5 bonus cards for yourself. You gotta love the nines.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to Parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives together.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine. MDA empowers people like me to live the best lives we can. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fitzy and Hart on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Everything's coming up. Pieces. If it's a dream, don't wake me.
3:50, just a couple minutes left to the Fitzy and Hart program. Andy, I got to tell you, this was a week, man. This was a week. Monday, I had the pleasure of being one of the MCs at the Joe Andruzzi Foundation Golf Tournament. Joe, with his amazing work that he puts in, raising money to help cancer patients pay their bills when the great cowardice of cancer strikes and you're in the fight of your life and you can't stay whole, paying your electricity or utilities for an Uber or a Lyft to get in to make it to your treatment. That was an honor and a pleasure. Wednesday night, had a chance, obviously, to attend and partake in the ceremony for Tom Brady for a couple hours, which was beyond the thrill of a lifetime. My kids were in attendance. It was surreal. I never would have been able to dream that that would have happened. Last night doing the announcing, this morning I emceed a fun run up in Woburn for the Lord Hobo Brewery to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club. Now I'm finishing it off talking to you, talking sports to the good people of New England, Fenway, whatever. It's, you know, the day wasn't exactly one of those classic Father's Days where it was feet up, brunch in bed, maybe some golf, half in the bag by noon. No, today has been a long day. It's been a hard day. There's been a ton of work all week long. It's been work I have enjoyed thoroughly. It has been momentous. It has been memorable. It's been a grind. And, you know, coming off the speech that you and I talked about so much about Wednesday night that we said we'd practically get tattooed, let alone memorize the Brady speech. Hard work is always the answer. It has been an incredibly fulfilling week. I'm sure my old man who took his final bow 2.5 years ago and is no longer with us would have been damn proud. And there's nothing I love more than being a dad. So I'm in a great spot right now. How about you?
I'm looking forward to spending the evening with the children and some actually other boys who are kind of like stepsons to me. Going to do some smash burgers, some a trip on the boat, maybe a little swimming. As I said, the Jaylen Brown jersey and my guns will be in full effect. So probably some Miller Lights mixed in there, if we're being honest. We know how I roll. We know my brand. These are good times. This stretch for me between my birthday in late May and then Father's Day, it's the short time of year where everybody actually acknowledges that Dad does a pretty good job around here. I got some great birthday gifts from my son and his friends, the JB jersey, the Truth Is Never Mean t-shirt that they, you know, you've been threatening for years to make that t-shirt. Well, one of his friends actually printed the shirt, so I wear it proudly now.
Love it.
Yep. So I got that. I wear that to sporting events. So now I lift that up. You know how when you're displaying your shirt, you'll kind of pick where your nipples are and lift it up and show it? Now when I yell at refs, I do that. Truth is never mean, so they can just read it on my chest. It is what it is. I did want to note, though,
yes.
Big game today. Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. And the best possible thing for women's basketball, that rivalry in the WNBA happened. Did you see?
Yes. Angel Reese.
They're going to call a hard foul. They're going to call a hard foul.
Absolutely assaulted her, practically trying to block a shot, clubbed her over the head.
Tito Santana would be proud. The old flying forearm to the forehead.
My God. I mean, they're carrying the rivalry over from college
perfect,
ball to
though.
The pros.
It's
but
almost
no, but this is also a point, Andy, that is so stupid that she is not on the U.S. women's national team, that she's not going to be going to the Olympics, because Caitlin Clark is going to eventually work harder and harder and harder and harder, just like Tom Brady said, because she truly is great and is going to become greater. And she got the last laugh today. She had an awesome line. 37 minutes played, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 23 points, leading all scorers as the Fever got their 5th win on the season. But yeah, let's not include her and the fact that she is the most popular women's basketball player on the planet on the U.S. Olympic team. I was a boneheaded move.
It's okay. We're still talking about her. We're still talking about women's basketball, and we will continue to, thanks to those two players in particular. The Reese-Clark rivalry, Magic versus Bird. It's racial. It's athletic. It's competitive. It's fun. Let's go.
Shout out to Rich Keefe. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes today. My guy John Corrales from Boston Sports Journal, who joined us in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Shout out to all the great dads of WEEI, like our guy Foyer. Of course, Ken Laird, our programming manager. Hope you enjoyed your Father's Day. Our friend Lou Merlone, our thoughts are with you as your father passed in the last year. It's never easy, but I'm sure wherever he is, Lou, he is damn proud of the man that you are today. Enjoy your Father's Day. It's my favorite day of the year. There is nothing like being a dad. No greater joy in this life. Good show today, Hart. We do it the best we can, as always. And, of course, we'll keep it up later in the week with the latest episode of Six Rings and Football Things. Coming up, it's John Lyons, the Lions Dead, before the Red Sox Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil and Sox Yankees at 7 tonight. Have a day, everybody. Happy Father's Day. We will talk to you soon.
See you.